Parshas HaShavua this week, Parshas Miketz tells us, Vayavou b'nei Yisrael lishbor b'socha bo'im, ki hayah ra'av be'eretz kenat. So the 10 Shvatim, 10 brothers aside from Binyamin, they come to buy some food. They come down to Mitzrayim because there was a famine in Eretz Kenan. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel cites this pasuk for the halacha that a Dover Shebikdusha requires 10 people, requires a minyan. How do we learn that halacha from this pasuk? The pasuk says, Vayavou b'nei Yisrael. And we say that there's a gzeira shava between b'nei Yisrael in this pasuk and b'nei Yisrael in another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. So we say gzeira shava b'nei Yisrael. How many people does it take to sanctify Hashem's name? Well, how many people are the B'nai Yisrael in this week's Parsha? 10. Because we have the 10 Shvatim, besides Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef's already in Mitzrayim, Binyamin stays with Yaakov Avinu. So we have 10. So if it's 10 in this week's Parsha, and we have a Gzeira Shava, then that means that when the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soch B'nai Yisrael, that means we need 10 people in order to have Kiddush Hashem in the framework of a Dover Shebikdusha. Now, the more classical source for this comes from the Bavli, Megillah of Gimel Amid Beis, which says that there's a Gzeira Shava between the words Toch. On the one hand, it says, Hibadlu Mitoch Ha'ida Hazos, and on the other hand, it says, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So, Hibadlu Mitoch Ha'ida Hazos, separate yourselves from within this Eida. What's an Eida? How many people is an Eida? 10. Well, Eidus is testimony. How many people is Eida? 10, Yonah. Eida is 10. We know that from the story of the Miraglim. So too, when the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, we have the Gzeira Shava toch, to carry over the Eida from Hibadlu mitoch ha'Eida hazos to V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So we learn there also that 10 people is necessary for a Davar Shebikdusha. So based on this rule, Aryeh, the Mishnah Megillah, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, lists a number of mitzvos that require 10 people. They include porsin al shema, ovrin lifnei hateva, doing chazar sashatz, nisias kapayim, doing birkas kohanim, and kriyas hatar, laning the Torah in shul. So I want to discuss with you, I want to explore with you today the following questions. Chanan, here we go. What constitutes a Dover Shebikdusha? What is a Dover Shebikdusha? We throw around that term, but I want to have a better definition, a better understanding of what it is. And what does it obligate us to do? Question number one. Question number two, what is the nature of the requirement of a minyan for Dover Shebikdusha? Why do you have to have 10 people for a Dover Shebikdusha? And question number three, what are going to be the practical ramifications of our understanding of this day? So let's begin with a whole mahalach from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, from the Rav, yeah. Dover Shebikdusha is huh? Yes. So Dover Shebikdusha is where you need 10 people for a Dover Shebikdusha. Dover Shebikdusha is the instances where you have one person say something and others respond. And we'll better define it coming up. But examples would be Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha. You need 10 people. One person says it, the others respond. Good? Okay. So, the Rav begins his Mahalach. This is quoted in Rav Reichman Rishimos in Brachos Chafala from the base. He begins his Mahalach by pointing out a fascinating connection between two halachos. One halacha is Davar Shebikdusha, as I just explained to Hanan. You need 10 people for Davar Shebikdusha and you have a response. And the other is Mesiras Nefesh, the requirement to sacrifice one's life in certain circumstances in order to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim, to sanctify Hashem's name in this world. He points out some evidence that links these two halachos. What's that evidence? So first of all, the same pasuk, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, Hashem's name will be sanctified amongst the Jewish people, that same pasuk is used both for the obligation to sacrifice your life and also for Davar Shebikdusha. We learned earlier, Megillah Chav Gimel Amid Beis, that it's used for Davar Shebikdusha to teach us that you need 10 people. And the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Dalit Amid Beis says that there's a halacha that you need to be Mekadei Shem Hashem Bifar Hesya. If it's Bifar Hesya and someone asks you to be over in Aveira Bifar Hesya, Yaharig Val Yavor, because v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. You have to give up your life in order to be mekadesh im Hashem. So the pasuk v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei v'nikdashti. I'm sorry. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. That pasuk is used for both davrish habikdusha and also yaharig v'ayavor mesiris nefesh. And in addition, the Rav points out a medrash, the Sifrei Parshas Ha'azinu, quotes the pasuk ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jewish people and says, "When I call out in the name of Hashem, you respond with greatness, with praise." And the Medrash says, "What is that pasuk talking about?" It's talking about davar shebikdusha. When one person says baruchu, everybody else says baruchu es Hashem mevorach, right? And then everybody responds. And then Amin Yehi Shmei Rabba is another example. Zimun would be another example. Those are all Davar Shebikdusha, Ethan. But then the Medrash goes on. That's, huh? Oh, okay. So there might be a distinction between Zimun with 3, Zimun with 10. Okay. But then the Medrash goes on. The Medrash goes on to say that besides for the Davar Shebikdusha that we learn from the Pasuk, Hishem Hashem Ekra, we also learn the requirement of Mesiris Nefesh, to sacrifice one's life for the purpose of being Mekadesh Shem Hashem b'far Hesya. So in two places, number one, the Gemara Megillah Sanhedrin v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael is used for both Mesiris Nefesh and for Davar Shebikdusha. Number two, the Medrash, the Sifrei, quotes the Pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, is used for both Mesiris Nefesh and Davar Shebikdusha. Hadvarim Omrim Darsheni, what's the connection between Mesiris Nefesh and Davar Shebikdusha? What's the common denominator? Explain to the Rav, Shem Hashem is sanctified berabim in the public sphere in two ways. These are two different expressions of the same halacha. The halacha is to sanctify Hashem's name in this world. We can do that either through Mesiris Nefesh, giving up our lives for his mitzvos, b'far Hesya, in public. And we can also do that by responding with praise and affirmation when we hear his name called out. That's a davar shebikdusha. You hear Hashem's name called out, you have to respond with greatness. You have to respond with praise. Ki shem Hashem ekra, havu godel elokeinu. Both of those are a kiyum, they're a fulfillment of being mekadesh shem Hashem berabim. So Yonah, if we ask the question, what does a davar shebikdusha obligate us to do? Davar shebikdusha obligates us to be mekadesh shem Hashem. Now, what falls in that category of a davar shebikdusha? Hanan wanted to know from the outset, what is a davar shebikdusha? What falls in that category of a davar shebikdusha? So the Rav quotes a paradigm from the Gemara Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this halacha. We actually kind of mimic it or replay it, reenact it every Yom HaKippur. The Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did the Avodah, and in his vidui, or when he did the go-roll, when he did the lottery for the Seir LaHashem, and he said Hashem's name, the Shem HaMeforosh, he said the explicit name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem HaMeforosh, what did everybody there respond? Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Liolom Voed. That's a Gemar Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. When the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem HaMeforosh, everybody would be obligated to respond. What's the source for that halacha? Ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu. When Hashem's name is called out, we respond with godel. We respond with godless.
That's why they said.
Okay, that's yeah. So let's leave that Indian on the side for now. But good question. So now watch this, Rafi. Sharp question. The Rav asks. Hold on a second. I'm a little bit misled here. On the one hand, you just told me that Kishim Hashem Ekra, that Pasuk, is used to teach me Davar Shebikdusha that we do every day, regardless of where you are. Whether it's the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's us here in Tinek, everybody says, when you have Baruch Hu, you respond. When you have Kaddish, Amin Yesh Mei Rabba, you respond. And we learn those from the Pasuk, Kishim Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. How could that be true? And then also true that the Gemara says in Yuma Lamed Zayin that Kishem Hashem Ekra is specifically the case where the Kohen Gadol uses the Shem HaMeforosh in the Beis HaMikdash. Last I checked, when we davened, we didn't say the Shem HaMeforosh. You and I don't know how to do that, right? So says the Rav, this is a naughty issue. This is a problem. How could it be that the Pasuk is talking about the Shem HaMeforosh in the Beis HaMikdash, but the very same pasuk is used to talk about a davar shebikdusha that we do every day. So answers the Rav. That there are really two dinim, two ways of expressing the Shem HaMeforash. One is mamish saying it the way it's supposed to be said. That was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. But another is even when we don't pronounce it the way it's supposed to be pronounced, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say it as Shem Adnus, right? Adoshem, yeah? We say it as a Shem Adnus. So we're not pronouncing it the way the Kohen Gadol did in the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Rav Al Pi Din, legally, it has the status of a Shem HaMeforash because we're using it in a context where we're trying to enunciate Shem Hashem and thereby beckon a response of Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. It calls for a response of praise. When you use Shem Hashem in that context, that has a din of Shem Havaya, of Shem HaMeforash. The Rav brings evidence for this. So for example, we say in Kedusha every day. Reuben, we say in Kedusha every day. Nikadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam Keshem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Maro. Just like the Malachim say Shem Hashem B'Shmei Maro, the real Shem Hashem, we are Nikadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. We do the same thing with your name here. That's why it's a Davar Shebikdusha, because we're treating the Shem Hashem in that context like the Shem Havaya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Another one, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, also relates to Shem HaMeforash. Tosos and Brachos, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, says that it's a praise of Hashem's name. The Machzor Vitri says that it's actually asking that Hashem's name become full and whole and complete. La'olam Haba. We're talking about Hashem's name in the context of praising it. And finally, Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a Davar Shebikdusha. How do we know Kriyashma is a Davar Shebikdusha? What do we say right after saying the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael? Baruch Shem. We respond with Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is Ma'aki for our Kiyum of Kriyashma. We need to do that. Why? Because Kriyashma is also, we respond to hearing Hashem's name in that Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is treating it al pidin legally, like the Shem Havaya. So what we've seen so far is that Yonah, what obligates us to respond in a davar shebikdusha is the kiyum of being mekadesh Shem Hashem in this world. That's the connection to Mesiras Nefesh. When you sacrifice your life, you're sanctifying Hashem's name in this world. When you hear Hashem's name and you respond, you're sanctifying Hashem's name in this world. That's the obligation of davar shebikdusha. And what is a davar shebikdusha? Well, it follows very seamlessly that it's whenever we're using the Shem Hashem in a way of trying to beckon and call for a response of greatness. And that could be either with the explicit name, Shem HaMeforash on Yom Kippur, or it could be using the Shem Havaya, even when we pronounce it as Shem Adnus, we use the Shem Havaya in the context of a davar shebikdusha. Let's now turn to the next question. Shmuley, I want to talk about the nature of the requirement of a minyan. Why do you need a minyan for a davar shebikdusha? What is that all about? So Reb Chaim, and this is quoted in Birka Shmuel of Baruch Be'er, Yevamos Chaf Aleph, it's also quoted in Chidushi Agrach in the stencils, there's two possibilities. Yesh lachkor, Yoah. Yesh lachkor. You have to investigate. Do we say that we need a minyan because the chiyuv is on the minyan? There's no chiyuv of a davar shebikdusha. There's no chiyuv if you don't have the minyan. You have nine people, the chiyuv wasn't generated. Or do you say no? There's a chiyuv on each individual, but the individual cannot complete, he cannot satisfy, he cannot fulfill that chiyuv without the context of a minyan. Kiva yichab. So what's the nafkamina? So watch this. How many people do you need to be davening together to be considered a tefillah b'tzibur? There's a major, major shaila on the poskim. How many people need to start Shmona Esrei together in order for their Shmona Esrei to be considered a Shmona Esrei, a tefillah b'tzibur, davening together with the rabbin, with the public, not just the private individual Shmona Esrei? So the Sefer Emek Bracha of Aryeh Pramanchik, he infers from Mishnah Brura that as long as you have six people who start together, then that will be sufficient. That's sufficient. However, many others disagree.
Rab Moshe and Arachaim Chedek Aleph Simin Lamed, the Brisker Rav, the Yad Eliyahu, they all disagree. They say, no, actually you need to have 10 people start together. It's not sufficient to have 6 people start together and then 4 join later. You need to have 10 people start together. What's Machlokas? So the Machlokas seems to be, Gafi, if I need 10 people starting together, then what that's saying is that 10 generates a new chalos. It's a new status. It's a new effect. It's called filas hatzibur. This is now the davening of the congregation, of the group. It's a group's davening. You can't have a group's davening without having 10 people together. As opposed to saying, no, it's an individual's davening within the context of a tzibur. In order to have the context of the tzibur, we could say, rubo kikulo. As long as you have the majority of the people davening, so that's considered as if like everybody's davening, right? So this machlokes is really tied to how we view the requirement of a minyan. Is it about the context, or is it no? It's an intrinsic requirement because we have a tefilas hatzibur. It's a new chalos. It's the davening of a group. That's what Rav Sternbach explains in Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph, Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Beis. There's another halacha that would be affected by this. We have it every day. In our shir, we have it every day. How many people do you need to have finished davening? How many people do you need to listen and respond when either you're davening Chazar Sashat or you're saying Kaddish for a Davar Shebekdusha? So Akiva says 6, and that's true. The Mishnah Berurah Nun Hei Lamed Beis implies that 6 would be sufficient. However, the Rambam and the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Dalet say that for Shmona Esrei, for Chazar Sashatz, you need 9 people listening plus the Shliach Tzibur. You need all 10 involved. So, and it happens to be also that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Soser himself, because in one place in Kuf Chav Dalet he says you need everybody, but in Nun Hei he implies that as long as you have 6, then that would be sufficient. So how do we resolve that stira? So there are some, like the Drisha, who say, it's lechatchila versus shasad chak, lechatchila, you should have everybody in a pressing situation, people need to go, they need to get to work, you can rely on having 6. However, there are others, including Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, who say, no, Shulchan Aruch wasn't Sosa himself, it's not a stira. It's talking about 2 different things in each halacha. When it comes to a Davar Shebekdusha like Kaddish, they're all I need is 6. But when it comes to Chazar Sashatz, there I need everybody. What's the chiluk? So again, it goes back to what we said before. If Chazar Sashatz is the tefilas hatzibur, it's the tefila of the rabbi, right? It's a group's tefila. So then I need 10 people in order to create that effect, in order to create that chalos. For Davar Shebekdusha, for Kaddish, what I'm saying is that it's a chovas hayachid, meaning that when you have 10 people together and one person says Shem Hashem, so the other people have to respond. In order to do that, you need to have a context of 10. Why a context of 10? Because the Shechina showed on 10. You have the Shechina present with 10 people. But all you need is the context. If all you need is the context, then we could say Rubo Kikula. We could say as long as 6 people have finished and are able to answer, are able to participate in this Davar Shebekdusha, it's like we have everybody. And that's why for Kaddish, we would suffice with having 6 people. That's halacha lemaisa in our shir, almost every day. One more halacha that I want to discuss that's related to this requirement of minyan. The Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, says that once you have a tzibur for a Davar Shebekdusha, you have 10 people, and you started, let's say, Kaddish, or you started Chazar Sashatz. And then, you know, someone leaves. Okay, I don't want to cast aspersions on the guy. Okay, but the we don't say very nice things about this person. Ozvei Hashem Yichlu. Okay. So somebody leaves. Now you're left with 9. Do you just stop or do you continue? Yushami says you continue. And that's El Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Nor Echai Nun Hei Beis. Now, how many people do you need to continue? Chanan. Just 1? Oh, you need at least 6. Now that's true according to the Rambam and according to Shulchan Aruch. Rav Zolti in Mishnas Yavitz, Orech Chaim Siminayim Beis, quotes the Sefer HaManhig, who says that even more than you could have even less than six. What's the machlokas over there? So Zsolti explains, why is this that we continue, even when you have less than 10? You could say it in one of two ways. You could say that the halacha of davar shebikdusha requiring a minyan is that you need to start with the minyan. Once you start with the minyan, then you're good. You're good. So even if you have less than six, you're still good because you started with the minyan. However, that's not the way that we paskin. We paskin like Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that you always need six. Why? Because the din that you continue is that once you started with six, then we say everything goes basar the haschala, meaning that you created this status of having a tefillah or a davar shebikdusha in unison, that can be carried forward even when the people are not there anymore. Because that status was created, that status persists once it was generated. And that could explain also why we continue even in Chazaras HaShatz. We just got finished by saying that for Chazaras HaShatz, the Shulchan Aruch, at least according to the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, for Chazaras HaShatz, really you do need all 10 people. So hold on a second. If you started with 10 and then one leaves, you continue? I don't understand. Like, Miman of Shach, either you shouldn't have to start with all 10, or if you need all 10, then if one leaves, you should stop. What's the difference? So apparently the difference is that once you create it, then it persists. But in order to create it, we have a higher standard that you need all 10 together. So what we saw today was a discussion of Davar Shebikdusha. What is the Davar Shebikdusha? What does it obligate us to do in terms of being Mekadesh Shem Hashem? What constitutes a Davar Shebikdusha? A response to Shem Hashem, whether it's the Shem HaMeforash or whether it's our way of accessing the Shem HaMeforash, Al Pidin. And then we discuss the nature of the requirement for a minyan for Davar Shebikdusha. Is that because the Chiyuv only sets in on a Tzibur? Or is it because the context of the Tzibur is necessary, even though the Chiyuv sets in on the individual? And we discussed how that relates to a number of practical applications, including how many people need to start Davening Shmona Esrei together for it to be considered Tfilas HaTzibur? How many people do you need in order to start with Chazar Sashatz, in order to start with Kaddish? And what about if people leave? Can you continue and why? I want to end very quickly with one Nekuda in Machshava. The Imrei Emes and the Sfas Emes, his grandfather, were bothered. But why is it that we use the pasuk Vayavou b'nei Yisrael lishbor b'soch haboim? What is the connection between the brothers going down to Mitzrayim and Davar Shebikdusha? Nothing stam in the Torah. If that's how we derive this halacha, what's the connection? The Imrei Emes says that you see from here that the first avoda of the brothers when they were going to Mitzrayim was to bring the Shekhinah with them even to Galus. They're about to go into Galus. They're about to start a very long and dark period for Klal Yisrael. Their first avoda is to join together, to band together, to have a group of 10 that the Shekhinah showed around the 10. We're going to bring the Shekhinah even into Galus. And how does that happen? How does that happen? Says the Sfas Emes something so sharp. He says, what's the Gzeir Shava in the Bavli? Toch, toch. Toch, toch. What's toch? Toch from within, inside. Says the Sfas Emes. When 10 Jews get together, when 10 Jews get together, that is a forum, that is a venue for the pnimius of a Yid, for his neshama to shine. Yiddish and neshamas love being together. They express themselves when they're together. We're in the middle of doing that avoda right now in this tekufa. When unfortunately we're being challenged. We're being challenged to have greater achdus in response to such a terror, to such a war. We have to have greater achdus. The avoda right now is just to come together as Yiddin, just to come together. Because what happens when we come together? Toch, toch. The Shekhinah is there, and when the Shekhinah is there, and together with the Shekhinah being there, the Toch, the real person, we're there, the Hainu, the real person is there. The Neshama comes out of the Yid. We should, B'schus, learning of Davar Shebikdusha, and B'soch B'nai Yisrael, we should continue to get together as Yidin and let our Neshama shine. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbat.